New details on the exit plan to get the 17 Americans trapped on this luxury cruise ship back home. When the MV Hondius anchors off the coast of Tenerife this weekend, they'll be met by a team dispatched by the CDC before flying home on a repatriation flight arranged by the U.S. State Department. They'll isolate in the National Quarantine Unit at Nebraska Medicine in Omaha, the same facility that housed people exposed to COVID in 2020 and Ebola in 2014.
On arrival, we'll receive an epidemiologic assessment, and at that point, the quarantine period will be determined. But at this point, we don't have a defined quarantine period.
New Jersey now monitoring two people who never boarded the ship but were potentially exposed to an infected passenger during air travel. On the Canary Islands, there are fears even one case of the virus could keep the desperately needed tourists away.
The ship is now hours away, and people here are angry. They're shouting things like, yes to tourism, no to the virus.
Meanwhile, authorities now paying close attention to that April 24th KLM flight from Johannesburg to Amsterdam, where one of the cruise passengers with the virus was removed before takeoff and later died. The flight attendant from that flight, who was hospitalized yesterday, now testing negative, along with two other passengers who developed symptoms.
The virus is not that contagious that it easily jumps from person to person.
But now a woman in Alicante, Spain, who also wasn't on the ship but was on that KLM flight, is showing symptoms consistent with a hantavirus infection. Her test results expected this weekend.